This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If I'm planning to do the Qurbani, to give a sacrifice, is it haram for me to cut my hair and my nails? My goodness, this is a juicy mas'ala, a juicy issue. And I've written a very detailed article on this that you can find on Al-Maghrib Ilm Source website for the full back and forth, because it's a really detailed issue. But let's just quickly remind ourselves about this Qurbani, which is actually known as the Udhiya. The Udhiya is the animal that is sacrificed, that is done as a Qurban to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to get closer to Him. That's why us Paks call it a Qurbani. It's a sacrifice of our wealth and our time and the effort that we put in to try and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who of course recognizes that sacrifice. And of course, the Udhiya comes from the same Arabic root verb of Eid al-Adha. It's what makes Eid al-Adha the big Eid of slaughter and all the meat. And then Ayyam al-Tashriq that follow was actually the days in which we then make jerky out of that meat, because there's so much of it. So there's a whole thing, the whole, big Eid or the second Eid of our year is really built around the sacrifice. So we should offer it, absolutely. In fact, the minority of scholars used to make it an obligation. Ibn Taymiyyah used to consider it to be an obligation. The Hanafi school considers it to be an obligation. But the vast majority of scholars consider it to be a sunnah, a highly emphasized sunnah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that whoever does that after the salah, فَقَدْ تَمَّ نُسُوقُهُ, يعني then he has completed his rites, وَأَصَابَ سُنَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and he has, he's firmly on the way of the Muslims. And so every adult that can afford to should do this. A husband, a wife, they're working independent, financial, they can do it upon them, for themselves individually, or just the head of the household can do it on behalf of everybody else that he is responsible to feed. And it should be a sheep per person or per family, or a seventh share in a cow or a camel. The animals need to be fit, healthy, not some lame cheap ones, starving ones, disabled ones, paralyzed ones. They've got to be fit, healthy, expensive, quality meat. It's a time of happiness. There's other sunnah aspects that you try to get involved with, which is to do it yourself, to eat from the meat as well, to share it with friends and family, and of course to feed the poor as well. It's a great act. It should be tried to be done locally. But of course, many of us aren't able to do that. Local laws don't allow us to do that. The need of the poor abroad, man, it also pushes us to try and look after them as well. I'm not a massive fan of that. I think that we should do separate ones in charity for abroad, because the reason that we don't rate the second Eid as we should is because we're not getting involved in the huge act of the sacrifice and eating from it. And if people did that, they'd feel it. Let's get to the issue that we're talking about, though. You've probably all heard that you're not allowed to cut your hair, you're not allowed to trim your nails from the beginning of Dhul-Hijjah, which comes as an absolute nightmare, mega shock. Yeah, and a couple of days before Eid, when you realize that, hold on, I need to get myself tied up for Eid, and now I can't even do that. It's always a killer, right? So what is the truth in that? Well, my personal opinion is that it's not obligatory. And this is actually the position of the majority of scholars. And I want to give you a little indication of where the issue comes to and where the difference comes to, and is it a valid one? Let's first of all see the number of scholars that said it is haram, actually. It is completely haram to cut your nails or to take your anything from your hair, to shave or to cut or to trim or anything like that. And that, of course, would be in a kind of like an analogous way to what the Hujjaj are going through when they're in ihram. So they would have their animals with them, of course. When you're making Hajj, you would then sacrifice those animals. And until those animals are sacrificed on the day of Hajj, which is the day of sacrifice, that's when you come out of your ihram. And in ihram, of course, you're not allowed to cut your hair and nails. And so it's like a qiyas. And there's a hadith of Salama radiallahu anha, narrated in Sahih Muslim, no less, where she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the moon of Dhul-Hijjah is sighted and you want to give a sacrifice, then do not take anything from your hair and from your nails. And the Imam Ahmed's school, the Madhab, took upon this hadith very clear, and they sat upon that. And they said, therefore, it's very obvious what this position is. So many of the Salaf, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, two mega heavyweights amongst the Sahaba and amongst the Fuqaha, they also followed this position. A lot of the contemporary scholars, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim, modern scholars, Ibn Baz, Ibn Taymiyyah, Muhammad Amin al-Shanqiti, this is a very strongly held position, and you can see why. The hadith is super clear. The hadith is super authentic, and many of the companions acted upon it as well. Should be cut and dry. However, the majority of scholars actually say no. It is not haram to cut your nails and your hair if you want to offer a sacrifice. And by that, I mean all the rest. Now, amongst them, there are companions, and amongst them, there are the Salaf and the Imams as well. Now, the people who said it's not haram, they split into two camps. One camp said that it is completely okay for you to cut, and it's nothing, there's no restrictions upon you, it's only restrictions upon those who are doing Hajj. And there are others that said, you know what, it's best that you avoid it. In fact, it's makruh, it's disliked, actually. And that effectively became the official position of the Maliki school and the Shafi'i school, with a little bit of variation. But in to keep it simple, this is the two madhabs' position. As for the Imam Abu Hanifa, he was very strong on this position, and the Hanafi school followed him as well, that no, it's completely okay. And that's where my heart is, by the way. That's where my heart is. And by the way, this is the position of Aisha radiallahu anha. We've got heavyweights here, folks. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu an, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu an, and a number of the Salaf. And where are they coming from? They're coming from a hadith which is narrated in Bukhari, in which Abdullah ibn Abbas narrated his position, that it's not allowed for this to occur if you intend to offer a sacrifice. And Aisha, upon hearing this, said, actually, no, he's got that wrong, because I prepared, alongside with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, animals to be sent and to be sacrificed. And I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not hold back from cutting hair and nails. And so he didn't stand with an analogy to those who are in ihram. So this would seem a very clear evidence. Now, I haven't got time here now to go and explain the back and forth, but I want you to know that the way that the scholars started to understand it, and the Hanbali school, therefore, that's why they split upon this. There's actually a narration of Imam Ahmed that follows this position, and there's another narration from Imam Ahmed that follows the other position. But even one of his statements in explaining this, he said that, I think what this indicates is that it is disliked to therefore take from one's nails and so on. That the statement to prohibit it is not actually making it haram, but trying to recommend that you don't do it. I hold this to be a good position. Even though I do not think it's sinful, I think that we should try our very best to be in solidarity with those who are in Hajj, who are going through that difficult time. You know, when you're on Hajj, you know when you were saying you don't use perfume and you're kind of disheveled, and yani ash'at aghbar, as the hadith says, you know, when making dua on the day of Arafah, and you know, being in solidarity with those folks is more akin, if you're not, you know, getting a fade the night before and looking all trim and whatever, you know, bit on the extra on the nails, bit extra on the hair, looking a bit rough. That is the true solidarity. So I just want to say that that hadith would also support that. The actions of the companions would support that. Although I'm not going to go as far as say you are 100% doing haram if you cut your nails or your hair if you're offering the sacrifice. I think it's best to avoid that. Now, of course, you'll be able to see this next week or in a few days' time, depending when you see this video, is when Dhul Hijjah will start. You should all be trying to offer that sacrifice. So just maybe do it early before the first of the Hijjah, so you don't get into the area of doubt. It's best, yani, to be in solidarity, best to be on the safe side of the opinions of the scholars. And that's what I believe. So make sure you actually offer the sacrifice. Great act. Avoid cutting your hair and nails. Not haram if you do. And by the way, this is only for the person who's offering it. If you're offering on behalf of your family, they don't need to worry about this anyway. So they can do all their, you know, getting ready for Eid, the jazz. You just take it easy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. JazakAllahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.